We'll start from the end of that Chafalim days. The next line, Amar Kuna Chaisa Talisai Chagura Loi Al Masnot. Can you hear me? Okay. The person was wearing a talis al masnot on his thighs, on his loins. Mutlikos Kriyashma, he's a latrish Kriyashma. In other words, as long as the lower portion of his body is covered, we don't have a shadow of Liberoyas the Erva. There's no issue whatsoever. A person can recite Kriya Shema even though the upper portion of his body is uncovered. Whether it's a garment made of beged, made of material, whether it's made of leather, whether it's made of sackcloth, chagura al masnav, mutalikos Kriya Shema, you're allowed to recite Kriya Shema. Avo l'tfilo ad sheyichase es libo. When it comes to tfilo, it's also until you are covered, it's libros tili. You have to get the upper portion of your body must be covered in order to recite Kriya Shema, because it's Kriya Shema as a din of oime lefnei hanachrashu quotes the halacha. Avol tili tzarchu shlaharos hasatzmei ka oime lefnei hanelech. So tfilo is much more chomor than Kriya Shema. What? Yes, right, correct. It's not the same. Kriya Shema is a private Kabbalah. It's not the Gedda Oim Lefnei HaMelech. Shmona Esrei, you have to picture yourself standing Mamash Lefnei Melech Malchei HaMelechim. It's true the whole day, Lefnei HaMelech. Hashem Meloi Chol Eretz Kavoida. Wherever you go, Hashem is present. But Tfila is, it's a different. It's Mamash, you are standing Lefnei HaMelech. So tefillah has a higher standard of aval tefillah sheichas eslibi yaft mamish kav yerpushin yibadi. Remember, who knows? Shach nichnas to betfil nu halacha. A person forgets himself and nichnas to betfil beisakis. A person forgets himself and he goes into the beisakis wearing tefillin. So what should he do? Maniach yodoy alehen ad sheyigmo. You should put your hand on top of the tefillin to cover them the best you can, to be memayit in the zilzul of tefillin. Ad sheyigmor, until you finish your needs in the Beis HaKisei. So the Gemara right away jumps. Ad sheyigmor sal kedaita. How can a person be permitted to continue? If a person realizes that he's in the Beis HaKisei and he's wearing tefillin, he has to stop immediately. How is he allowed to continue? Ad sheyigmor. So the Gemara says, you are correct. Elo, what we mean to say is, Elo kidoma Rav Nachman by Yitzhak ad sheyigmor amud rishoin. Now this means he is in the Beis HaKisei for Gedoylim. He's for Gedoylim. Ketanim and Gedoylim. Ketanim means Ketanim. I cannot explain in Gedoylim. So it means in the Gedoylim, so there are different. He can be Mafsik. He can be Mafsik after he finishes one, after a certain segment, he can then be Maf, but not in the middle. Why? Because if he'll be Mafsik in the middle, it's a Sakana. It's not healthy, and therefore Chazal did not require him to stop Be'emsa, but allowed him to be Goymer at least until a certain point, and then remove the tefillin and remove the tefillin in order that he should not come Lidei Choyli through any type of sickness. El Kedem Rav Nachman Yitzchak Shigmar Amud Rishon. Amud means little, means a pillar. Amud Rishon means she should not be Mafsik Mamish Be'emsa. He should at least be Goymer one prat. The Mersa Kash of Livsoik La'alto. Why? Why a person should stop mamish b'emtza v'leikoyim and stand where he is? The Gemara says, "No mishum derabo neshimun ben gamliel." Tanlun b'risa rabo neshimun gulaimer amur hachoizer mevi esodim lidei hadroiken. It's an illness called hadroiken. Choili hama save ham. I'm not sure what that word is. Rashi says hametzava esaker. So it causes the stomach to shrivel. So therefore, a person. So, maybe this if a person should not stop the emtsa mamish, this is a greater sakona. Siloin, silon means the ketanim, hachoizer, maybe as adam l'day yerokoin, that also brings a person to, let's say there's jaundice, some type of disease. Therefore, a person should not stop the emtsa in the middle of these two things. So that's what the Gemara means, l'maskona, that a person comes to the Beis HaKisei and he realizes he's wearing tefillin, he should not stop the emtsa mamish, he should at least be goymer one omud, and then he should be mafsik in order that he should not come l'day hadroiken. Next, itmar. Tsoya al bisoroi o yodoy munachas bebe Bales Akis, a new halacha. A person realized they are soya al besorai, and they were going in a case where there's no reach ra. Because if there's a reach ra, that's another issue, that's an entirely different issue which the Gemara discussed later on. So there is no reach. But soya is not producing a reach, but it's still mechubar to his guf. Is this a problem for Kriyashma? Oh, Yodem Munachas Bebeis HaKiseh, say his hand is in the Beis HaKiseh. He has pushed his hand. His hand is in the Beis HaKiseh, but the rest of his body is not in the Beis HaKiseh. So the shail is, what is he allowed to say Kriyashma? Smachlekes. Rav Huna Amar Mutu Likros Kriyashma. Rav Chista Amar also Likros Kriyashma. The Mark says, Amar Rav, my time in Rav Huna. Why does Rav Huna say that it's mutter? But there's Tsoya al-Besoroi, or his Yoda is Munach in the Beis HaKiseh. The Chsiv, it says, Kol HaNeshama Tahalel Ka. So that, then what's the neshama? The neshama is only the peh and the chaytem. Only if the peh and the chaytem are in a matzav of so there's tsoya on the peh and the chaytem, or the peh and the chaytem are in an area where there's a reach ra, then the person is not allowed to say kriyashma. But the rest of the guf, even the basar, is connected to tsoya, or any part of the basar in the yad is inside the Beis HaKiseh, there is no prohibition to recite kriyashma. That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Chista Amar, also the great kriyashma, my time Rav Chista, the siv, kol atzmoisai toimar nahashem michamoicha, all of my bones. And that means even part of the body that's not part of the neshama, any part of the guf that is in the vicinity that is connected mechubar to tsoya, a davar that's makiv on kriyashma will prevent the person from being allowed to recite kriyashma. Machlekes, it says the machlekes. Two psukim. Is it kol haneshama or is it kol atzmoisai? The machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista. Next, itmar reach sheyesh lo ikar. Including the reach ras. Now we're going to historical sugya of reach ras. There are two different types of reach. Reach that's that you can attach the reach to, you can attach the reach to a substance, to a davar gush, to a solid. That's called the reach sheyesh loy ikar. Then there's reach sheein loy ikar. For example, when a person passes gas, so the makar for the reach is inside the body. There is no ikar, there is no mamashus, it's just pure reach. So each category has its separate halachas. Of course, the category reach sheyesh leikar is much more chomer. Itma reach sheyesh leikar. So what is the halacha? How far must one distance himself from this source? Rav Huna Amar marchik dalad amos v'kari kriyashma. The person asking marchik dalad amos from what? From the source of the mamashas of the davar sheyesh by mamash. We'll see in a moment what that means. For Rav Chista Amar marchik dalad amos v'mokam sheposa kareach. So in other words, everyone agrees. It goes without saying that a person is not allowed to say kriyashma if there is a bad reach. Let's say Lu Yitzus make our argument's sake, the reach is only spreads 3 amos. Just for argument's sake. So you have a davar sheyesh be mamish, there's a gush, there's a solid, and that solid is producing a reach, and the reach comes to an end after 3 amos. Now a person is at a distance of 4 amos, so he's 1 am away from the reach, and he's 4 amos away from the davar sheyesh, the gush, from the solid. He's allowed to say kriyashma according to the opinion of Rav Chista. According to the Tanakhama, I'm sorry, Rav Huna. Rav Chista said it's not enough. You'll have to end up being marchik, basically, 7 amos. You have to be marchik dalet amos from where the reach stops. So since in our example, the reach continues for a distance of 3 amos, you must be marchik dalet amos from that 3 amos. Which basically means in our example, you'll be marchik 7 amos. Marchik dalet amos mokom shepos reach. You see, that's the halacha. That's what's pasuk shulchan aruch. The kari kriyashma. Tani chavav said Rav Chisu machmir lo yikodim kriyashma lo yikneged soya sadr. Now this price discusses other matters which the Gemara is going to bring out. Number one, loy keneget soyas adam, v'loy keneget soyas kilavim, dogs, v'loy keneget soyas chazirim, v'loy keneget soyas tarnagolim. Toys discussed this, tarnagolim, different types of tarnagolim. Not all tarnagolim produce such, some of them are very adarba, are very foul. We're dealing over here with Tarnagolim, which is very foul. There are certain types of birds which it appears from Tosfos that it wasn't so bad. And they were domesticated birds which were in the house, it wasn't so terrible, but here we're dealing with something which is very serious. V'loy k'neged, now here, Tsoyas Ashpa, Sherecha Ra, V'im Hoya. Any of the tsoya of an ashpa, what kind of tsoya have we not covered so far? So Tois Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say anything.
When we're saying tsoya's ashpa, that's decomposed garbage, or there's tsoya because of...
I'm not sure. It's something which produces a foul odor. What does it say here in the Gimel? See, there's another girsa. There's another girsa that takes out the word tsoya. V'loy k'neged ashpa, a garbage, which produces a foul rail. Sherecha ra. V'im hoya makam gavoya asar tefachim. Let's say the area was a height of 10 tefachim. Namach asar tefachim. So now you are in a you are in a different rishus. Yoshei b'tzidei v'korei kriyashma. No problem. So if you're in a different rishus, you can say kriyashma. V'im lav. If not, you're not in a different rishus. You're in the same area. Marachik m'loy enav. So you have to distance yourself m'loy enav. If you're in one rishus, you cannot see what you cannot see what you are, and you cannot see it in front of you. V'chein l'tfila. Likewise, with regard to tefillah, all the same rules apply. Reach ra. Now we come to the part that we need for our Gemara. Reach ra. Sheyesh lo ikar. There's a gush. Marichid dalid amois. Mimakoim hareach v'karei kriyashma. So this is Tanya Chavos and Rav Chista. It's not enough to be marichid from the place of the gush. It must be marichid from where the reach stops. Amar Rava. Less hilchosaki hamasnis. So we've learned over here, we do not follow the halacha. Now we'll see exactly what point we're coming to disagree with. It's only one prat that we don't paskin. If you look over here in the Rashi, Rashi tells you what the point when we're coming to bring a rai that we don't paskin. Less hilchosaki hamasnis. The el the osar tsoyas kilavim v'chazirim b'she'ein bohem oyros. Here in this price, so we mentioned the person must be marchik dalad amos from the tsoya of klav and chazirim when it's alone, it's just isolated. We're going to see now. Let's see the price. Eloki hod etanya. What do we paskin? Lo yikra adam kriyash v'lekeneged tsoyas adam. That we know. V'lekeneged tsoyas chazirim. But here it says with regard to tsoyas chazirim v'lekeneged tsoyas klavim bizman shenosan oirois l'soychon. They would use the tsoy of klavim and chazirim as an ingredient to tan hides, in order to remove the hair and to soften the hides in preparation for the process of tanning. That combination is lethal. The hides from dead animals and the tzoy of a klavim and the chazirim. But it's mashma. Let's say we just have one without the other. We just have the tzoyas klavim and tzoyas chazirim. It's not as bad. And then you don't have to be marchik. The rules do not apply. The chumrah of dalad amos mimokam sheposa charech doesn't apply. It's enough to be marchik dalad amos mimokam of the tzoya, as long as the reich has come to an end. Like in our example, where it's going to be a question of three, or it's going to be a question of four, or going to be seven, it's enough to be marchik four. You don't have to go all the way 7-4 amos from the place where the reich stops. So. And also mulay enav, it's not muchach that you have to be marchik mulay enav when it comes to these things. The only time you have to be marchik is only when it's 100% repulsive, according to this price, where it's a combination of tsoyas klavim and tsoyas chazim together with the oiras. Boy, mnei rav sheshes, reach ra, now we go to the next shayla. What about reach ra? She'ein loy ikur mahu, which does not attach to a gush. It's just reach ra, for example, a person passes gas. So what's the law? So according to what I've seen the Rishonim, Minat Torah, there's no Isser. Minat Torah, I'm not sure exactly the Makor, Minat Torah, the only time it's Isser, I think we learn from Parasha, this week's Parasha, Kisei Tzeh, I think it's this week's Parasha. You're in battle, you have to have a shovel, and the person needs to go to the Bezak Kisei, you have to go outside, you have to cover what comes out of the waste that comes out of the body. So the Torah is discussing a davar she'ein by mamish, a gush, a davar she'ein by mamish, that appears to even at her to be mutter. There's no prohibition. However, midrabban it's clearly aser to recite kriya shma in the presence of a reach ra. And now the Gemara comes and defines all of the rules. So he said, look at what goes on in the base medrash. Asu kam chazusi hanut sife. Sife means mats. The Bei Rav and the Bei Smedrash. In the Bei Smedrash, they didn't sit on benches, on chairs. They sat on mat on the floor. That's well known. Ancient times, they sat on the floor. How they didn't just sit on the floor, mamish. They sat on some type of mat that was on the floor. And the mats were, they were two cedars. Or at least more than two cedars. They were, whatever it was, dahanu gonu, vahanu girse. Some people are sleeping, and some are learning. People took shifts. Some went, one took a nap. And when people take naps, derech is, they are not in control of their bodily functions, and they pass gas. So how could it possibly be that there's a 24/7 kol Torah when there's always 24/7 people sleeping in this medrash? And when they're sleeping, it has to be, it's inevitable, there's going to be a reach ra. It must then be the b'shas reach ra, there's no iser to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, so we have here a makar, so you have a mice, this is just so you see what goes on in this medrash, that it's mutter. The Gemara says, not always, but the honey meal b'divrei Torah. This that it's mud is only b'divrei Torah, avo b'kriya shma loy. This heter, that a person is allowed to learn, when it's a reach ra she'en loy, because only when it comes to divrei Torah, not when it comes, avo b'kriya shma loy, not when it comes to kriya shma, then a person has to stop and wait until the reach ra passes. Another chumrah, another leniency. The only time that we're going to be asked, don't talk another chumrah, a chumrah. The only time we're going to be the make when it comes to the reach ra is only when it's the reach ra of someone else. Avol didei loy, but a person's own reach ra, that is also, a person has to stop. So I guess maybe it's because it's embarrassing. You're embarrassing the person if you were to stop, because then you're being makir that the person did something wrong. But the person, that's not such a partial answer, because the Gemara seems to say the person is sleeping. The person, the reason why it's happening, let's see what Rashi says. Avol kuyashma yatzol luchos v'yikra avol lidei hafiach hu atzmai mamtin at sheyich lehoreach. Rashi does not tell us the reason why there's a difference when it comes to his own, and here he doesn't say a reason either. The only thing it says over here in the name of the Ra'ah, in the name of other Rishonim is let's live with that. I'm a clerk, but over here we have bottom line over here is according to the Maskonis, when it comes to Reach Ra, Maskonis Reach Ra She'en LeIkar. When it comes to Divrei Torah, it's Mutter. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's Osir. Even when it comes to Divrei Torah, the only time it's Mutter is the Chavrei. Avol Didei Loi, it is Osir. Itmar Tsoya Iveres Nuhalach Nuhali Nuhalach. Let's say that Tsoya is in transit. We're dealing with real tsoya, and we're dealing here with a situation where there is no reach ra. Because again, if it's a reach ra, there's nothing to talk about. It's always categorically aser. There's tsoya that is within a person's dalet amos, or it's meloy enav in front of his eyes, so it's disgusting. We'll see in a moment below yeir elcha part of the isra of tsoya. There are two problems with tsoya. Number one, there's nisra of ri'iyah, you're not allowed to see it. Number two, there's a problem of reach. So reach sheyesh le'ikar. So we're dealing in a situation here where there is no issue of fragrance, of odor. But the problem is, it's present, it's in sight. Is it being in sight a problem when it's in motion, when it's moving? Itmar, tsoya iveris, so it's machlekes. Abaya mar mutu likros kriyashma, rov mar also likros kriyashma, mar abaya minu amila. I don't know that it's mutur, ditnan. It's no different than a person who is tomei tumas oihel. Okay, these are mishnayis in, where the mishnayis are in hilchos tumas, hilchos saras, total tumas saras, okay, that's the Rambam. Okay, what's the dalid? Dalid is mishach the kedush and the goyim, mishach the goyim. The laws are ourself. A person is a tamei, let's say a mitzora. A mitzora has the status of a nace. A and anything in the oil hanes, or anything in the oil of a mitzvah, or the oil of a zav, automatically becomes tameh. What happens if the zav is moving? The zav is not stationary. Is he metameh all the people in his oil? Okay, so you're over here on the bias, and a zav or a mitzvah, he walks in one door, walks out the other door. Are the people in the bias tameh? So if there was a mace in the bias, there's no question everyone in the bias is tameh, because a mace by definition is stationary. But a zav is in motion. So here the Gemara tells us that no, that if a zav in motion, it's not metameh. That's not in the Mishnah. Metameh hatameh oimei detachas ulan. Here's the fit, and this is not the case that we need yet. This is a different case. The tamei is oimed. The mitzora is sitting down, or he's standing underneath a tree. They are toriver. And a person whose Torah is passing, he's walking under the tree. Tamei, it doesn't make a difference. When a person who is tahar walks, it doesn't matter, since the source of tumah is stationary. The one that's tahar becomes tamei even by moving. But tahar oimei tachas ilon, reversed. The tahar is standing. The tamei oiver, the mitzora or the zav passes. Tahar, no problem whatsoever. Yes. A zav and a mitzvah matam boil. A zav and a mitzvah, and they have a status. They have a status of a mace. V'imamat. Let's say the mitzvah, the zav stands. He becomes stationary. Tomei. So that moment, he's now matame the tohar that's underneath the oil. Yechein be'evin hamenugas. Same halach applies to a stone. A stone from a bias that's tame. The same thing exact applies. That if a person is carrying, person is not tame. And you have a bias that has been declared tame by a kohen. So the bias is tame. So all of the stones are matame b'oil. So this stone is carrying one of these cinder blocks, one of these bricks, and it's passing through. So if the stone is in movement, so no one is tame. But if once the stone comes to a halt, at that moment, everyone underneath this all becomes tameh. So what do we want to say? We want to say the following chiddush, that soya has the same status as a zav, a mitzora, or ever hamenugas. Just like when it comes to tumah, the tumah only kicks in, it's only triggered when it's stationary, soya will only be a problem for being within the vicinity of a person who wants a Kriya Shema or wants to daven only when it's stationary, not when it's in transit, it's in motion. That's the raya that Abaye wants to bring. Rava.
There's somebody figuring out that Sayyid is like Tom.
Svara. It's a Svara. The Gemara will explain in more detail. He holds that it's a Svara, that they're both the problematic, both objects are problems, and we find a Binyanav. Just like when it comes to tumah is only an issue, it's only when it's stationary. So tzoy is only going to be a problem when it's stationary. I'm going in the afternoon, I'm going in the case where the tzoy is not giving off a reach. There are two dinim. There's no reach. There's a reach we're going to talk about. You're not letting me say kriya shema. There's no reach. It's just a matter that the tzoy is within your dalet amos. It's within your sight. So it's a svara. Just like by tumah, it's only a problem when it's stationary. So too, only stationary. I'm sure if you dig deeper, there must be some deep lumness. I don't know. There must be something much deeper. Right. It's not gonna, so what's the Shana Bayam? There must be something more to it. Obviously there's something much more to it. I don't know what it is. Rav Malach, no, you can have a Hasan Bikvius Tali Milsa the Sidir is a Gzeris Akasif. Badad Yeshev, the Mitzvah should be isolated, alone. He has Mukhuyev to leave the Moishav, his Machne, and go outside. Michutz the Machane, Moishavoy shall be his dwelling. Moishav means to be stationary. From there we learn only when you're present, only when you're stationary, you metame. Hacha v'hoya machanecha kodesh, machanecha kodesh, omer rachmana v'holeka. And the fact that there is something in the machane, there is soya in the machane, that is a problem. Maybe the makor for Abaye is because there it says michutz lamachane. Maybe according to Abaye, the focus is not so much on you, it's on the machane. Because the mitzora has to bother the yeshiv michutz lamachane moishava. So as long as you're outside, it's a din being, are you a moishav in the machane? There's also a similarity of expression between tsoya and the mitzora. They both have the same word, machane. You have to be outside of the machane. Whereas, what?
I'm just saying it's there, switch on off.
Maybe, okay, we have to figure out, maybe I'll just take it off for a moment. good. All right. Maybe. This is the microphone for the tape. Okay. Mechutz the machanim. So v'hal lekum. We don't. Okay. Well, so therefore, this is the machlus the Gemara. What's the ikar? Is it in the machane, or is it a din in? Is it a din in bikviusa tami milsa of din of ri'i? The bottom line is you still see the tsoya, and it's not machanech kodesh. Okay, that's machlis from a bayin of new Gemara. I'm gonna papa. There's a lot of musr on this Gemara. Pi chazir kitsoya iveres tami. The mouth of a chazir has the status of kitsoya iveres. Rash is very, I think, the famous Rash. They quote this in regards to different things. Let me find the Rashi. Where is it over here? Kitsoya Iveris. Kitsoya Iveris. Wait. I will quit. I can't tell where is the Rashi.
Right around there.
Evan Mugas. That's for them.
Last words on the line.
Where is that Rashi? No. Okay, maybe I'm thinking something else. Sorry, this is not important. Let's go weiter. Pi chazir. A chazir is passing through the area. Even though it appears that it's a clean, it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema Kitsoya Oiveres Tami. Pshit, of course, what's the Kaddish? Loitzricha. Afagav the Solik. Now, even though the chazir is coming from the river, it doesn't matter. It has to be that on the pi of the chazir there is tsoya, and you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in the presence of the chazir next. I'm going to read those. So, Asur Nu Halacha. And the person has in the bias, he's not sure what it is, and maybe it's tzoya, maybe it's not tzoya. Safik tzoya asura, you have to be machmir. We'll see in one more detail. Safik meraglayim, mu tarim, you're allowed to recite Kriya Shema. Some say, now some explain this as follows. Safik tzoya bebayis muteris. It's not a blanket statement where we have something. Only in the bias is it muteris. The ashba asura. But if it depends in the bias, why? Because it's not the derech to have tzoya in the bias.
No reach.
Right. Exactly. There's reach that we're talking about. Then it's part of the reach. You mamash know that it's tzoya.
Maybe not.
But parshat Shalom here, there's no reach. Shalom over here is that you not have tzoya within dalal amos. No, you machane kodesh. You're not allowed to have tzoya in the bias. In front when you say kriya shma, you're saying doing tefila. Let's say you have a sofik. Is it tzoya? Not. There's no reach. So the bias mutar sofik because it's not the derech. So that's a sniff. Since it's not the derech, you could assume that it's not going to be tzoya. But if it's ba'ashpa, asura, because the derech is to have tzoya in the ashpa. So you have to machmir, you have to assume that this looks like tzoya, mistam et tzoya. Sofik miraglayim, afilu ba'ashpa nami mutam. We'll see why, because when it comes to miraglayim mikradin, there's nothing really wrong. Miraglayim is nandover, which is called v'chisisa es seosecha. It's not it's also min atoira. Mimela, sofik mirabon on its mutar. The Gemara explains. Sovlok yahadu rabbi yudna rahmuna, adu yam rahmuna loya. When it comes to miraglayim, it's only asur, only when the person is b'shas maisa, releasing miraglayim. But once the miraglayim comes to the karka and it's stationary, then it's not asur in Torah. How do we know this halach? What's the makar for this? It's a makar. It comes from Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan Ram, he posed the following stira. Ksiv, one pasuk says v'yot yilcha michutz l'machanecha. One pasuk says that you go to a mulchama, you shall have a shovel outside your machane v'yotzasa shamachutz, and you shall go outside there. Uchsib, but there's another pasuk that says, in the second pasuk, v'yosei tiyelucha, there are two different sukim, v'yosei corresponds to v'yot tiyelucha, and the other pasuk says among your weapons, v'chisisa es tseosecha, and you shall cover this that comes out of your body. So we have one pasuk says you must cover it, and one pasuk does not make mention that it must be covered. Okay, it's that. Kan b'gedoylim, kan b'ketanim. That we only for gedoylim must it be covered. Ketanim does not need to be covered. Alma ketanim lo yosra Torah. Oh, so why then must you go outside? If there's no issue to cover it, so why do you have to have a yod? Why do you have to go outside? Because b'shas, when the meir aglaim is released, then it's also to recite kriya shma and tefila. Elo k'negud amud bulvat. Hodna full arba. Once it comes to the ground, shari tzmutar. V'rabbanon hu de gazhu. It's only this is the rabbanon. V'chi gazhu, when the rabbanon make the gzerbu rabbanon, bevadon, only when it's vadai, not a safik. Avo b'seikon loy gozer. The Gemara is kashu vadai not a kama. What's the shear? How? What was? At what point in time does vadai may raglayim? At what point in time does it become mutter? Does it become aser? I'm sorry. Gedol vadon ad kama. What's the shear for vadon? When does tsoya? That's when does it become mutter? As long as it's moist. As long as the tzoy is moist, it's also to recite Kriya Shema in its presence. As long as it's moist. Gevina, it's the name of a person. More than that. It's not, even if it's dry, it's completely dry. As long as it's noticeable, it's also. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Everything I said over here refers to meragla, not soya. Everything referred to that this man, as long as it's moist, it's also midrabanan. And according to the second opinion, as long as we should, even though it's completely dry, as long as it's noticeable, then in this makayim there was once meraglaim it's also. Along comes that was geneva. Now the one comes along and says Omar. Amar may Hashem forgive Geniva. He made a terrible mistake in Halacha. What's his mistake? Hashtamadach Tsoya, which is the real thing, which was Minatira, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashraf. Kevan Shekarmu Ponecha Mutu. Once it becomes hard, there's a crust, it's mutter, there's no Isser. Meiraglayim Mibayas, so it goes without saying. When the Meiraglayim completely evaporates, it completely dries up, even though it's Rishum Nikur, still is Rimutter. Amar Abaya, my Chosis, the only reason why you're asking a Kasha, you're asking forgiveness for Geneva, for his mistake in Allah, was because you're relying upon this halacha. My chaz is the samcha saha. This halacha is mistaken, it's incorrect. So my chaha, rely upon a different statement. The Amar Rav Baruchan Orvuna, Amar Rav, Tsoya, when it comes to Tsoya, Afilu kicheres asura. Even if it's as hard as cheres, it is also. V'heichida mitzor kecheres. What's the mitzor kecheres? Amar Rav Baruchan, Amar Yochanan Kolzman, Shazor Kavin and Nefreches. If a person were to throw, were to toss Tsoya, and it would not crumble, it still remains forbidden. So if this halacha is the ikar, it's a direct contradiction to the other halacha that if it's karma panecha, it's asr. If this halacha is the ikar, that if it's hard kicheres, it's asr, then we can understand that when it comes to meraglayim, even though it's dry, if rishumam nikar, if you can notice that in this makan there was once meraglayim, we understand why that also will also be asr midrabanan. Digadam some say, kozman shegoyla ve'in and nefrechas, another opinion that even if it's good, if you would roll it, it doesn't mean that it means it's a different darga. If you were to roll the hard tsoa and it would not crumble, then it remains. So this is obviously less. This obviously it's a bigger chumah, because this means it's certainly, if it's at the madrega of in the freches, it's a kula.
It means it has to be harder.
Ain't a girl. If you throw it, it would crumble much quicker. If something would not crumble when you would roll it, it would still crumble when you would throw it. Because throwing is much more force. L'char, when you throw something and it goes, the trauma of being thrown is a greater trauma than rolling it. Rolling is
a
gentle
trauma. Here it's constantly.
To rolling it, okay, I'm not sure. Then you have to be nine. And then which one's Muhammad Pasht? Okay. That's maybe you'll find even different opinions on what is. Okay. Whatever it is, different sheet of what could be zakul nuchumra. Kozman shagoyin love ve'ein nefrechas. Two different mahalchim and what it would be. Amar Avina havek becham midrav Yehuda midivsi chazot soya and he saw soya. Amali ayin and he wanted to say kriyashma. Amali so said to me ayin. Go and look carefully. Ikarmu ponecha ilo has formed a crust. So obviously, follow the first shita that depends on forming a crust. Does not depend on throwing or rolling. Igadami some say what? Igadami some say. See if there are cracks. So this now is a new shita, not a matter of a crust, not a matter of throwing or rolling, matter of the form of cracks. That means it's a hard crust, not just a crust, but a very hard crust. My haviyala, what is halachit mar? Tsoya kicheres, so a makel. or I should say Mumachnus, and some of the Mumachnus. It has to be hard kicheres. Ame ma'amar asura, umar zucha muteres. If tsay is kicheres, it has to be at least mamishkeres machlaikis. Even if it's kicheres, what's halacha? Amar it's machlaikis. Some say it's already muter. Amar rava, hilchas halachis. Tsaya kicheres asura. Even if it's completely hard, way past the point of karmu poneha, way past the point of cracks, it's completely hard, still it has to be in the madrega where it would crumble when it's thrown or rolled. Meraglayim, halach l'mayis, koman shemat pich, as long as it's moist, it's forbidden. Meisvei meraglayim, koman shemat pich, masum it's also. Now here we get some, you have to be tricky with this gemara. So we have a stira. Here it says, meraglayim, koman shemat pich, if it's moist, asurin. Nivlu, let's say it's been absorbed into the ground, o yavshu, or it's dried, mutarim. Now the more now wants to understand, what does it mean nivlu and what does it mean yavshu? My love nivlu, we compare nivlu, being absorbed, dumya di yavshu. My yavshu, when it's dry, that means the ain rishumam nikar at all. Af nivlu, the ain rishumam nikar at all. It's not noticeable that there was one samira glayim here. Ha. But what is the diuk? Rishumam nikar osur. Af al gav de ein mat pichin, even though it's not moist. So there are two madregas. Number one, it has to be either it's completely dry, and even if it's completely dry, it has to be at a state where it's not noticeable. There's ain't rishum nikar at all. The Gemara says not necessarily ulatameich. According to your logic, ema reisha. Look at the reisha. The spraisa calls man shemat pichin. The reisha also says it has to be it's moist. Who the aser? Harishum nikar shari. So in other words, we have really no answer, because you can see the problem over here is we have three different madregas, three different dargas. There is mat pichin, and then there is nivlu, and then there is yavshu. So shail is when it says nivlu, it's absorbed. That can be interpreted two ways. It can be interpreted rishumam nikar, or can be interpreted ein rishumam nikar. Which type of nivlu? It's vague. There's yavshu is good. That's clear. It's mutter.
So yavshu is like absorbed.
Yavshu means evaporated, completely evaporated.
No,
gone.
They may rely, but what about Yavshu?
No, we're dealing over here with only Meraglayim. This price, we're discussing only Meraglayim. This price, they have three madregos. If it's Matpichin, there's moisture on the ground, Asa. If it's Yavshu, evaporated, Mutter.
But there's a mark.
Then in the middle, no mark. Yavshu means there's no mark whatsoever. Exactly, that's why you may be thinking that since once upon a time there was something here, maybe it should be us. No, if it's Yavshu, it's evaporated.
How would you see it?
You can't. Well, I guess you know from history, or maybe there's more to it. I don't really know. But pashas is completely dried up. So there's matpichin. It is os. If it's wet, it's os. If it's dry, it's mutter. Then we have something in the middle called nivlu. It's been absorbed. We do not know what it means. Nivlu can be a nivlu where it's rishumam nikar, and then there's a nivlu where it's ain rishumam nikar. Which one is it? Well, if we compare it to the Reisha, it means Rishumam Nikar. If we compare it to the Seifa, it means Ein Rishumam Nikar. And we do not know which way we should go. We can go both ways. And if the Gemara says, you're right, we do not know Elamei Holeka, Lamashon, we cannot be Medaik either way. Lema Kitanoi. Let's go to a Machlokes Tanoim. Kli Shnishmuchu Mimenu Meraglayim. You once had a pond and you had a utensil. And the utensil once had Meraglayim. It's an Ovid Shal Meraglayim, it was spilled out. Also, Likros Kriya Shema Kinegdo, because it's repulsive. Since this utensil was used to collect Meraglayim, it's repulsive. Meraglayim Atzman, here is what we need for our Gemara. What about the Meraglayim itself? Shib Nishbuchu, which has been poured. It's been poured out. So here's what we need. Nivlu, if the Meraglayim has been absorbed, Mutter. Loi Nivlu Asur. Now that's according to the Tanakam. Tanakam is vague. Along comes Rabbi Yossi Oimer, calls man shemat pichin. If it's moist, it's osur. If it's not moist, it's mutter. Period. That's the end of the brisa. Now the one wants to dike in the ratio of the brisa. My nivlu, what does it mean in Tanakama? Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, disagrees with Tanakama. What does Tanakama mean when Tanakama says nivlu? My nivlu, my loy nivlu, the koma Tanakama, ilam nivlu, the imat pichin, that it's absorbed, meaning that it's not moist. Loy nivlu, Sivlu Dimat Pichin, it is moist. V'yasa Rabbi Yosi L'meimah calls Manshim At Pichin Hud Yasa Harishulam Nikar Rishari Hayni Tanakama. If you're going to say when it says Nivlu Na Nivlu, it's always going to be Rishum Nikar, and the only difference between Rishum Nikar is now is going to be is it wet, not wet, then there is, that's identical. There is no machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. If you're going to teach that it's Rishum, that the only difference is moist, not moist, same thing. Elo Nivlu, you have to say, in order to make an afghan between the two opinions, you have to say Elo Nivlu the Ain Rishum Nikar. Loi Nivlu the Rishum Nikar, but both, according to the Tanakama, it's not moist. According to the Tanakama, it's a given, there is no moisture whatsoever. And the only difference is Rishumam Nikar, Ain Rishumam Nikar. Even though there is no moisture, if it's Rishumam Nikar, it's Osir. And now we understand Rabbi Yosi. He says, no, I'm more Mekal. Even if it's Rishumam Nikar, as long as there's no moisture, it's Mutter. V'yash Rabbi Yosi L'meimah, Kolz Man Shematpichim, Hu V'yash Harishum Nikar Shari. So now we have very good mach. Now we can learn from being medayik in this brisa, with this machlokes. In order to make sure this machlokes, the only way to fataych nivlu is to mean rishumam nikar. So now we know what it means. Nivlu means rishum nikar. We now have machlokes tanakama b'yosi, and we pass like tanakama. Tanakama is machmir. Tanakama says there's miraglayim, even though it's not moist, as long as it's nikar, that once upon a time in this makom it was absorbed, in this makom there's a cavity, there's a guma, which indicates that there was once Meira Glaim in this Mokim, it is also. The Morris is not a Raya. No, I'll tell you the Kuliyama calls Manshamat Pichim Huda Asur or Harishun Nikol Joy. No, I'll tell you it's not correct. I'll tell you here, everyone, when it says Nivlu, it means it's moist. Everyone holds, if it was completely dry, really, I'll tell you, if it was completely dry, there's no moisture, even if it's Rishumam Nikar, I'll tell you it's Mutter. So what then is the machlokes? How then can you fataych the word Nivlu to mean that it's moist? But if you're going to taych in Tanakama, Nivlu means that it's still moist. It's still moist. That's the same exact thing as Rabbi Yosi. The difference is V'hocha b'toyfeach al-manas le'at piach ika b'inayu. The document is how moist is it? According, let's say it's only moist enough to apply one level of moisture. If someone would touch it, his finger would become moist. But if you would then take your finger and try to moisten something else, there's not enough moisture. It's damp. In other words, the karka is damp. If you touch it, your finger will absorb the very small amount of moisture. If you'll then take your finger and try to wet a piece of paper or to wet something else, it's not going to go. There's not enough moisture on your finger. So the source of the moisture is very, very weak. According to the Tanakama, that's called Nivlu, and that's Osir. You now let us say Kriya Shema in front of such a Makam. According to Rabbi Yosi, Mutter. It's only also to say Kriya Shema if it's Matpichin. Matpichin means that it's moist enough that you can touch it and make something else moist. But if it's not that dark of moisture, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. According to Tanakama, no. Even if it's not that level of moisture, it's only moist enough to wet your hand, that's called Nivlu. That's cool that it's absorbed in the ground, but it's still wet. But let's say it would be absorbed in the ground to the degree where it's completely dry. But Rishumam Nikar, Mutu Lagamri. Then there's no issue whatsoever according to this approach in the Gemara. So if we have Machlaikis and Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi, Tanakama says Nivlu is Osir. Rabbi Yosi says only Matpichin is Osir. We have two Mahalchim how to learn Machlaikis, Pshad Machlaikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Is the point of disagreement Rishumam Nikar? And the Melu are going to Fataych Nivlu to mean Rishumam Nikar? Or is Machlaikis no? Rishumam is Mutter, is going to be Mutter Luchol Hades. And the machloikis between Nivlu and Matpichin, Nivlu means it's Tosayach, but not Amanas Latpiach. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that's going to be Mutter. It's only going to be also when it's Mamish is wet. Next. What? Rabbi Yosi is going to be Machmer. Right, Zmekel, Zmekel. Yes, Matpich Amanas Latpiach. Right. He's always Mekel. Rabbi Yosi is always Mekel of the Tanakam. There has to be even Mamish. Yes. If it's only Taifech Shalom, Nas Latfiach, according to Rabbi Yosi, you'll let us say Kriya Shema. And according to the first Mahalach of the Gemara, if it's Yishumam Nikar, you also let us say Kriya Shema. And the Tanakam will always disagree. Tanakam is Machne, Rabbi Yosi is Mekel. Let's go by it. Yaralitva with the Mishnah, Yaralitva with the Mishnah, Yimyachlala, so the person wanted to be told Mikvah, and then he realized he's not dressed. So what should he do? Ideally, he should get out of the water, cover his lower portion of the body, and say Kriyat Shema. If he does not have enough time to do so, why would you not have enough time to do so? Because the Gemara, this is the previous Gemara from Shabbos, because the Gemara is following the Madim that says, it says that the Zman Kriyat Shema is only until sunrise. From the time of dawn, Alois HaShachar, until when the sun rises, that's it. You lost that. You can no longer say Kriyat Shema. So the person now is in the water. He's not dressed. It's not ideal, but b'di'evit it's okay. Should he say Kriyat Shema? So it depends. If he has enough time to get out of the pool of water and put on a covering for the lower part of his body and say Kriyat Shema, good. If not, you can be b'di'evit. You don't have to do so. So yeah, let's follow. Lema tana tana stoma kirabiliyaza diyamar aranetsa chama. What are you talking about? You have plenty of time. You have until the third hour of the day to say kriyashma. You have until 9:30, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever zman you have. So what's the big deal here? Plenty of time. So the fact that here we're making an issue, obviously we're following Rabbi Eliezer, that says that the latest time to say kriyashma, Lema tana stoma kirabiliyaza diyamar aranetsa chama, is the latest man to say kriyashma. Rabbi says, no. After the time of Rabbi Yeshua, even going to Rabbi Yeshua that says the latest time to say Kriyat Shema goes all the way until the third hour of the day. And the reason why, Vidilma Kivos Seekin. In other words, even though really, BMS, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema until the third hour of the day, Rabbi Lechatchila, it is ideal to say Kriyat Shema before the sun rises. Like the Vosikin, Vosikin means Talmidim that are humble and chavev the mitzvahs. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan was seeking the Talmid that was seeking on Yugoyim as also im Honet Zachama would be mapped to say Kriyat Shema as early as possible before the sun would rise from Alois HaShachar from dawn until sunrise. If you don't have enough time, you should cover you. It's okay. You can go in the mikvah and you can cover yourself with the water of the mikvah. And you can say you could say the Kriyat Shema. How can you do so? But you're in the water. There's nothing covering the erva. We're dealing with dirty water. The water is not clear water like today's mikvos, hopefully. Our mikvos, Baruch Hashem, very spoiled. But in ancient times, it wasn't so good, and it was dirty water. B'meila, when the person was in the water, he could not see the lower portion of his body. B'mayim achudim shanu, cloudy water. The damu ka'ara sinichta has the status of thick earth. Shalo yire liboy ervasai, his heart is not connected, is a hefsek. The water serves as a garutel to be mafsek between his body and the erva. Turn up on mayim selulim. That he should immerse all the way up to his neck. The water is clear water. It's sufficient to immerse. Now, but what about libaris erva? So the issue of here is, so the question is, because you're not looking down. That's why it's atzama. If a person is only, the water is until his waist, and then he says the bracha, then it's shaykh for him to look down. The water is clear water. See, in Ikka, there are two dinim. There's a din of Moshe's chuvus on this. The person is by a chasna, and you're in front of a woman, and the woman is not properly dressed. So what do you do? Kriya, what do you do for Birchas Hamazon, for davening? So if I'm not mistaken, and Moshe is a very big chiddush, that if you're wearing glasses, there are two dinim. There's a din of Mechitza, and there's a din of Ri'iyah. Your glasses, or any type of partition, physical partition, serves as the mechitza. But it doesn't take away the din ri'iyah, the seeing. So if you close your eyes, you have one without the other, it's not enough. But together, it's enough, b'di'evet. So you have the glasses, and you close your eyes, so you're not seeing, and there is some form of hefsek, okay, where you have shasat chak, whatever you have a hefsek, so that's sufficient. The same exact thing here by the mikvah. The purse is in clear water. So the water is considered to be a mechitza. The water is a completely hefresh. But there's another issue. The lo yireh b'cha, you're not allowed to see. So don't look. How can we trust that you're not going to look? If you immerse yourself further until your neck, you're not going to be looking down. Because if you're going to look down, your mouth will go into the water. You're not going to be able to speak. You're not going to be able to say the Kriyashma. You're going to drown. So that's why the Gemara says, Bedafka, what you should do is immerse further until your neck. That automatically means you're not going to be able to look in the clear water. So the water can remain clear. It's the mechitza, the water. As far as the ri'iya problem, just deepen your immersion. Some say, some say you should step. They didn't have tiles in their mikvah. They had earth floors. So if you rub the earth floor, you're going to bring up some dirt, and you're going to cloud the water, and then you're not going to be, then you'll have both malas. V'tanakama, but according to the Tanakama that says you're not required to cloud the water, v'harei liboi roya serva, the Gemara says it's not a problem, because serva liboi roya serva mutter, it's mutter, as long as you don't, because you don't see, there's the eitzah we've given. But akeva means your heel. Your heel, roya akeva. Now it's lav dafka. Okay, means any part of your body will be touching. Akeva roya serva. Because sova akeva roya serva mut. Now akeva over here means akeva. What is Rashi? Does Rashi say over here anything? If you turn your leg in a way that it's in front of your body. Okay, so part of your body will be roya eserva, because the person is not dressed in the mikvah. Akeva roya eserva, kosavin echanami, akeva roya eserva, also mutter. Itma, what's the halacha? Akeva roya eserva mutter.
This is not in the mikvah, this is just regular outside.
No, this is in the mikvah. This is when the person's in the mikvah itself. So he holds it, it's still a problem. It's still being in the water, it's still a problem because even though your head is not seeing, let's clarify. When the person is tzavar, so it's true your head is separated from the mayim, but in the mayim itself everything is connected. In other words, normally the person wears a belt, so the belt is mafsik between, or he's covered. Besides being covered, there's a belt being mafresh between the erva and the lave, the heart. But in this instance, the person has immersed himself until his neck. And the reason why he's immersed himself until his neck, as we explained, is that he should not look. Because once he's up to his neck, he's not going to look down. Very good. You've taken away the problem of your head not looking, but the bottom line is, there's nothing being mafsik between the lave and the erva, because it's all inside the body of water. Bishlam, a person would stand in the water until his waist. So to a certain degree, the water line where the water comes, the water is mafresh between the upharshan, that might serve to some degree as a hevish between the lave and the erva. Then he has the other problem, but his eyes can see what he should not be seeing when he's saying kriyashma. So to solve that problem, we have to have him immersed until his neck. But by immersing until the neck, now there's no longer a hefresh between the lave and the erva. So the Gemara says, "Nechanami." We go along the mind that says that you don't have to have a hefresh between the lave and the erva. Now the Gemara says, "But what about this the okev is roya?" There's another problem. There's the okev is also seeing the erva. The lower portion of the body is not, since nothing is really covered. It's just in the water. You have another problem of the okev seeing the erva. That's also not a problem. We go along the mind that says that okay, akev roya erva mutter noigea. Now what about noigea? Let's say now the Gemara is asking a theoretical question. What would happen if a person is not dressed? And he's sitting down, he's crouching down, and his heel is touching his erva. And the Rishonim say, lav dafka, his heel, any part of his body is touching the erva, that is worse. If it's mamish noigea, that's worse than roya. Noigea, abay amar osur, v'rav amar mutar. Rav Zid Masni lo lochosh maitzel hachi, learned the brayos as follows. Rav Chanina the great Rav.
In the water.
And certainly outside the water. Certainly outside the water, well, let's say he's covered. Let's say he's fully covered. But part of his body is touching the erva. Same exact thing. Rav Zvid Masni lo lochosh maitzel hachi, Rav Chanina the great Rav Iko Masni lo hachi. He learned as a follow, as we've said before. And he learns a living. Masni lo hachi, noigea, divrei hakol osur. Roya, that's machlekes. Abayama also Rav Mutter. Loi nidna Torah. Why is Mutter? Loi nidna Torah lemalachi hashares, because it's not shach for a person always to be fully dressed, especially time Chazal. They have different standards, and therefore it's not a person can always have his. They wear tunics. And therefore, it's not always expected the person should be able to have his a hefesh. Therefore, it's motiv hilchasa, nagea aser, roya is motor. If there's no hefesh, b'diavad, it is motor. Amar Rava, we have one minute. Tsoa ba'ashashis, motor likos kriyashma kenegda. If there's so in a glass case, it's motor, as we explained. Kriyashma, it's motor likos kriyashma kenegda. But erva ba'ashashis, also likos kriyashma kenegda. The Gemara says, why? Tsoa ba'ashashis, motor likos kriyashma kenegda, tsoa b'kisu tali milsa. Duha mischasya. It says, v'chisisa es se'osecha, solim kisu, and it's covered. Erva ba'ashashis, also likos kriyashma kenegda, v'why v'lo ye rohe b'cho erva stov. Just pour upon it some roik spittle, and that's enough to be mevatel the shame. It's as long, of course, we mentioned before many times, there is no reach ra. Amar Rava, uve roik oven. There must be some substance, some thickness, in order to have the koyach to mevatel the shame tsoya from tsoya, so it should not be a problem of yireh. I'll stop here.